a rainy, rainy, drizzly, dreary day in Washington, D.C.
And I love that sound.
I do too. And I've got the perfect song for this gray, dreary day outside. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This is by an artist known as Pereira Elsewhere. She's otherwise known as Sasha Pereira. She's originally from London, now based in Berlin. And her music is sort of part trip-hop, part dubstep, part ambient music, just very spacious and ethereal and totally transporting.
I'm ready.
So she's got a debut record coming out called Everlast, and this song is called Bizarre.
President, the friends with the Pope, has been a long time holding up this hopes until this wrong time's over. Let's make the most of it, so surreal, this fast evolve like a thin girl wearing a padded bra. It's so
the thunderstorm.
Love all the sounds, how ambient that is. Very, very airy. Everything feels like it was recorded a mile away in a big cavernous room, which really, I think, adds to the whole eerie vibe of this whole record. That's Pereira Elsewhere. She also DJs as Mother Pereira. And she's done a lot of electronic music in the past. This new record is more minimalist, with these vocal-driven melodies, just a haunting voice. The record's called Everlast, and it's out October 28th. I've been getting lost in it for the past week or so.
That's really awesome. Wonderful.
Speaking of getting lost in a record, we have on our blog now the question of the week is, what was the last record you obsessed about? You had one you listened to over and over again. We mentioned on the last show the Blow record, the self-titled Blow record. So if you have been obsessing about a record, listening to it over and over again, like I did, say, with Rush's Exit Stage Left back in 1984, whenever that was, when it was the only tape that played in my car for an entire year, then, by all means, go on our blog, go to the All Songs website, join the discussion.
And you've been doing that with the Flaming Lips record, too, right?
Yeah, I listened to The Terror, that record, over and over again. And I always seem to know what my number one record of the year is going to be the minute I hear it, even if it comes 8 months from the end of the year.
Wow.
And I knew when I heard that one, it was going to be my record of the year. It's holding on so far, still a couple months left, but it's holding on to the number one spot.
I thought of you when I went and saw them Friday night.
I know, it killed me. I couldn't go. But you sent me a nice little video clip.
I came home that night and took my hat off, and confetti fell off of my hat. I walked into my parking garage 3 days later, and I'm walking to my car, and there's confetti that fell from my body that somewhere.
a little breadcrumb trail exactly. Of confetti leading from the car to the front door. That's awesome.
Yeah, they were absolutely brilliant. You know, speaking of spacious and beautiful, I'm looking at music that's coming out in 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that kind of scary?
That is scary. It goes fast. The year just, I just don't know where the time goes.
And do you want me to get your cane? What just happened? So there's a new record coming out by Gem Club. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Gem Club?
Oh, yeah.
How madly I obsessed over that one back in 2011.
Yeah, that was the Breakers record, I think it was, in 2011. That had to open with that song Twins, I remember really being knocked out by.
Everything about that. And finally, there's a new one. They recorded it at Tiny Telephone.
John Vanderslice's studio.
You know the ethereal sound that they have, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mina Choi is a person who did the arranging and the conducting. The Magic Orchestra helped out on it. Christine Yeva is a cellist. On this particular song I'm going to pick, it's called Hypericum. It's a beautiful yellow flower. The song is sort of about the idea of entering something that you're both excited and petrified about. And in this case, I think Christopher Barnes said about this song, he thought of all that frightening and exciting about a marriage in particular. But I think that applies to many, many things. And you can tell me offline what that might apply to.
Exciting and terrifying? Let me count the things. Yeah. I can't even. Yeah.
So here comes this song, Hypericum, from a new record from Gem Club that comes out next year. The record's called In Roses.
Thank you.
Oh, that makes me want to go back and listen to the last record, too.
I did that this weekend.
Yeah. Wow. That's so nice to be reintroduced to the music that you loved a couple of years ago, and then they fall off your radar for a little bit, and then they come back with another great record. That's wonderful.
Yeah, this record, probably 5 or 6 times, this, my new obsession since writing the blog post about The Blow is now the new Gem Club record.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty great to have an obsession, I'd say.
Do you have they got a release date for that yet?
Yeah, the end of January, January 28th, 2014.
Wow. Where does all this music keep coming from? I keep thinking we're going to run out, you know?
Yeah, no, they're little mice, little wheels that they spin, and that makes, like, notes pluck and stuff.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. We start inching towards the end of the year, and I think, well, that's it. I think we got all the music. and then I think they can't. Couldn't possibly come up with more music in
those
the new
people.
Year, all of them. and then we find out that, look here, just a little proof for you here, a little evidence. Got a record coming the end of January. Pretty nice.
Yeah. What are we going to do now?
We're going to go to New York and see what Otis Hart is up to.
Otis Hart!
Bob Boylan?
Come on down!
You're the next contestant on All Songs Considered.
Am I actually? Can you hear me?
Yeah. What color socks are you wearing?
It's really hard to tell with you guys sometimes whether you're on like beta demo mode or if this is actually recording.
Yeah.
We get that a lot.
Right. The refrigerator is running, right, Robin?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We will give you a song if you have a number 2 pencil in your wallet.
And a number 1 cut.
What?
See, he doesn't.
I think I missed the beginning of this podcast.
Young. He's
that's
too
fine.
Young to know. Speaking of that, what can you tell us about Remy?
Hi, basically, Otis works for NPR Music, everybody. It's just not some random call we made.
Robin asked me to come on the show this week because we were exchanging emails, and I discovered this hip-hop artist from Australia named Remy that I had never heard of, nor had I read about anywhere. And it was one of those discoveries where you're like, whoa, shouldn't more people be talking about this guy? Because he sounds really, really good. I discovered him by just a random Google search for a different song. And he had used it as a production track or like a backing track for one of his songs on his new mixtape. Robin and I and Saida Blunt, our coworker here, love this guy. And we were like, whoa, maybe we should give him some love on the podcast. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, love this immediately.
His name's Remy Kolawale. He's from Australia. The song's called Sangria. It's the first track off his new mixtape, which came out in July. You know, guy seems to be doing a DIY. I don't know. Maybe there's something else going on, but...
Let's hear it.
Days that are harder than my... Days that... Days that are harder than my raps. Days that you get high and take naps. Chill out with some babes or go drinking with the lads. Bring it back. Days that are harder than my raps. Days that you get high and take naps. Chill out with some babes or go drinking with the lads. Bring it back, yo. Bring it back, yo. Bring it back, yo. Yo. It's got you singing like, oh, it's got you feeling right. I'm dazed and my afro's my tip. Reach under my mattress to grab my stash and lay back, start rolling a fatty. It's my day off, show me another way of relaxing and I'll do it. But for now I'm cooling, jump under the shower head and I'm shampooing. Once I dry down, then I'm going on my nudies. Smoother than motherfuckers that speak French fluence. How I do it now, I'm walking to the station. My pace is constant. Go to the liquor land, get me along now. My train's at 10 to 4 o'clock and I hop in like fuck a Mikey, I don't clock in. I miss my homies chillin' in Brunswick. Sippin' sangria out of mugs and they're all high AF with drugs left over. So I guess we're doing this till sunset. It's feeling nice. It's got me singing like, oh, it's got me feeling like, oh, it's got me feeling right. Come on, yup, yup. It's got you singing like, oh, it's got you feeling right. Oh, it's got you feeling like. Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Cooler than streets, blue ribbon. And listening to homies talk shit about different women and how they been getting them and what we would do if we won a couple of million. My phone starts flashing like drunk chicks. I sit up like crunches and pick it up. It's my homie Jay Smith, just seeing what's up. He's DJing at the club and he says I should come in if I decline, I'm a chump. Because it's filled with darlings.
What they working with? equipped with five rocks and arses. And they're serving fat yaks and lagers on top for your charge, so you know it's a party. I hit the bar and it was everything you said it was. And I met the girl who asked me if I'm down for getting buzzed. I said I'm already there, love, this day's been the best. She said I'll make it better. Yes, sir. It's got me singing like, it's got me feeling like, it's got me feeling like, come on, yup, yup. It's got you singing like, it's got you feeling like, it's got you feeling like, come on, yup, yup. And we don't stop. And to my man Jay Smith, we don't stop. And to my man Dan Dutch, we won't stop. Yeah, we do it for the fans, we won't stop. Bringing it back. And to my Jones, we don't stop. And to my homie Kazo, we don't stop. And to what run for your life, we don't stop. If you talking shit, what's hot in your lips like Botox? Bringing it back. Mike K, we don't stop. And to the homie Silent J, we don't stop. And to Hiatus Coyote, we don't stop. And to my homie Curtis, we won't stop. Bringing it back. Great Ghost, we don't stop. And to the homie Manchild, we don't stop. And to the homie Bay Price, we won't stop. And to Michelle Grace, we don't stop. Bringing it.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
I just love that. That is so good.
It turns out, I mean, Remy, he's new to me, but he has been doing his thing since 2011 down in Australia. And he actually opened up for Danny Brown, who you featured on last week's podcast. He's relatively new. Yeah, I don't think he's broken through here in the States, but he's absolutely somebody to watch.
Everybody needs to hear that.
Yeah.
Cy, are you there with Otis right now in New York?
Yes. Hi there.
How are you?
Doing real well.
So Sayuta Blount with NPR Music. So glad you could join us. What do you have?
I actually brought in a track from a young lady named Mapei, M-A-P-E-I. She was born in Rhode Island, but now lives in Sweden. She describes herself as singing 21st century soulful doo-wop. So I thought this was a really
nice,
interesting, bassy, kind of fun track. It's smarter pop, as I call it. I like pop music, but I sometimes like it when it's a little funky, a little smart. It's a poppy love song, very modern sounding, very eclectic, but I like that she takes her influences from around the globe, that she says she loves gospel, tribal, synth pop, but she takes it all and kind of melds it together, which I thought was a little bit fresh, and it sounds very enticing for a warm fall evening.
You had Bob at doo-wop.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
I cannot wait.
We'll see how this goes.
All right.
Yeah, thanks. Here.
night, no worry, I'll be there. No one's got your back like I do. Even when business ain't going well, we still cool. When I shine, you shine, always on your side. All my life, you'll have what's mine. Mark my word, we gon' be alright. My brother, my sister, we gon' be just fine.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be alone.
Oh, man.
There's some great production in there.
Yeah, she's been signed to Downtown Records for the past 5 years. Spank Rock helped get her signed to the label. He really, really believed in her and got her signed. And she's sung with Major Lazer, and her last EP was produced by the late DJ Meddy, who was on Ed Banger Records. So you see all these great influences she has. Like, she sounds kind of like Colts meets Santi Gold meets Khalees, and just kind of fun, great track.
Yeah, it's just a sort of to the left of what you might think of as like American Idol vocals or something. You know, she's got that voice that can really belt out. But I like what she does with it in the production, especially.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear more music from her.
It's so great. We've had like all these artists that I know when Robin opened up with, which was
Prayer Elsewhere. Yeah. Mm. You know, I that was a CD that came in with the hundreds of others that we get. And I'm going through the pile. It's just in a little cardboard sleeve. And there's something about the picture on the front. I thought, yeah, listen to that. Set it aside and spot on. Immediately loved it. Love that too. That's great. I want to hear more. Mapei, is that how you pronounce it?
I think so. Mapei, M-A-P-E-I.
Excellent. Thanks, Saida.
Thanks.
Say goodbye to Otis.
I will. Take care.
All right. I have an artist I'd never heard of before, and her name is Tatiana, and she was Russian-born. She came to the U.S. on a scholarship to study jazz at the University of Miami. She was 16. Lives in New York now. And here's another 2014 release. She's got an EP coming in 2014. I don't know. I don't know. I have so many 2013 releases.
I know. We still have this year.
You know how you just like select all your mail messages and mark them as red?
Well, that was great.
That was a great year.
2013 was a great
Done.
Year.
Over. So I'm on to 2014, my second one. So I'm going to play a song from an EP coming up by Tatiana. This song is called Four Walls.
Four walls. There I stand still. I can't free myself from the captivity of these cold concrete. Will I ever part with you?
Oh, I could do that.
Well, we've really had a lot of good music on this show.
See, they're still making good music.
I know. Oh, and see, and this is from 2014, too, so I guess we're going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah, 2014 is going to go all right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Tatiana is her name, and Knockout. It's going to be a four-song EP. It's going to come out in early 2014.
Well, this great music. Now, I've got to take us out with something appropriate.
By the way, speaking of 2014, Angel Olsen was here today.
Oh.
Played a Tiny Desk concert, which we're holding until 2014. She did four new songs. We know we're going to be okay.
Yeah, that was pretty spectacular. Just her and her guitar.
Yeah.
Absolutely captivating.
Maybe I should try that someday. Just sit at the Tiny Desk with my guitar and sing. What do you think?
Just do it on a weekend, man, when nobody's around. And NPR has a reputation to maintain,
I see. Okay.
So I'm going to take us out on a great cut from Of Montreal.
Oh.
Of Montreal, this is, you know, we've had them on the show.
Hey, this is the second Barnes on the show.
I know. Kevin Barnes is the frontman for Of Montreal.
And we did Christopher Barnes on No Relation on Gem.
I know. I was going to say something at the time, but I didn't want to get ahead of, you know, I didn't want to spoiler. You know, I didn't want to ruin what was coming, which is this fantastic new record from Of Montreal. Just, you know, that it's a very trippy, psychedelic band that Barnes has fronted for a long time. Really almost 20 years, and a lot of the stuff is pretty out there, you know, really wacky, soaring melodies and harmonies, just crazy harmonies and these huge epic pieces. And for the most part, Kevin Barnes has done it all himself with computers at home, doing all the voices himself, all the instruments. Well, for this new record, he's put a band together. He went analog, and he went into the studio with this band. They composed a lot of the songs on the fly. And the result, I think, is probably the most organic-sounding record that Of Montreal has done. It's a little more guitar-driven, rock-based songs, you know, not quite all the crazy, soaring harmonies that he's known for, but it's really fantastic. And Barnes went out to San Francisco, spent some time out there just sort of soaking up the vibe of, and trying to channel 60s and 70s sounds from San Francisco, came back to Athens, Georgia, where he's based, recorded these songs, and they're fantastic. The record is called Lousy with Sylvian Breyer, and this song from Of Montreal is called Fugitive Air.
And that's where Christopher Barnes did his record in San Francisco. Isn't Tiny Telephone in San Francisco?
You know what? Maybe, has anyone ever seen Christopher Barnes Kevin Barnes in the same room
and
at Kevin the same
Barnes
time?
Kevin Barnes wears a lot of outfits. I mean,
he does.
You could not know.
Yeah, he goes through a lot of costume changes.
I want to go through his house and just, like, look at the closets.
Look at all his toys and things that he has. Yeah.
Kevin, it's Bob.
Remember me. You said if we were ever in the neighborhood
here
to stop by. Here we are.
Yeah. Can I go through your closets?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Bob, and you're Robin. Yeah. For NPR Music.
It's All Songs
Considered.
Yeah,
this kind of got creepy. Let's
just
play
weird.
Some music.
So let's, Of Montreal, Fugitive Air.